The Stoddard Village Board abolished all three part-time members of its police force effective May 1st. Instead, the village has contracted with Vernon County for more police coverage, which village administrator Kent Hoddleston says the Stoddard force could not provide.
We had two part-time people that had full-time jobs, and they could only work the weekends, and one part-time person whose hours didn't exactly mesh with what we wanted.
Hoddleston says it wasn't a cost-saving move. Other Wisconsin communities have either cut their police force, like the city of Pewaukee, or are considering it, like the village of Taylor in Jackson County. James Palmer is the executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. He says he wouldn't call this a trend, but says closing the local police force has come up more frequently. He chalks that up to tough economic times. But Palmer also says it's tough to let go a police officer who really knows the community.
A local law enforcement officer is going to know the trouble areas of any community. They're going to know what businesses tend to produce more activity than others, require more attention than others, and that's something typically a county law enforcement officer just doesn't do in their day-to-day job.
A state law lets municipalities abolish their police forces and contract through the county sheriff's department instead. Palmer says only about five municipalities have done so since the law passed in 2005. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.